If you remember, His Excellency the President, while he was campaigning, he had promised the people that one of the, I mean, the first priority would be to restore peace and security in the country. And one of the ways of doing so is to enable the citizens of the country to sit down and look at those matters that are challenging them somehow. And if you remember very well, even the UN Secretary General has called and all the parties, as has put it, to refrain, number one, from violence, but also to engage in a serious dialogue. But we believe that the dialogue should not become an issue between a few individuals. It is dialogue is a permanent exercise that involves the citizens of the country, because issues of security, issues of economic development, issues of land management, and all those need to be tackled by the citizenry at large. So we believe, we continue to believe, that the current setting up of a national commission in charge of the inter-Burundi dialogue is a giant step forward in resolving the problems that we're having in the country.
At the same time, during his speech, the Vice President spoke about the progress that has been made towards development since the end of the war in civil war in Burundi. These progress have been impressive in terms of education, in terms of gender balance. What are the challenges now that is facing Burundi in terms of development? What are the priorities that are set by the government?
Well, in terms of development, we have a framework that we're working through, which is the framework on the fight against poverty. And we look into job creation, we look into business development, that is trade. And so we believe that we have a number of assets that we can work on to make sure that development becomes a reality in our country.
There is another point I want to discuss. It's about the Arusha peace agreement. The Secretary General Ban Ki-moon recently said that Burundi had made a great step towards the implementation of these agreements, but at the same time he said that the events that happened this year might be a step backward, that Burundi should be keen on fostering human rights, democracy, inclusiveness. How do you make sure that these fundamental rights are guaranteed in Burundi?
No, I have to say, first of all, that we pretty much say the same thing with the Secretary General. We believe that human rights are important. We believe that the Arusha Agreement has to be implemented. We believe that dialogue has to be carried on. We might not agree on the modalities that some partners or some people within the UN might, you know, will be willing to put in place to see that that happening. But we believe that those elements are true. Vis-à-vis the Arusha Agreement, you recall that the Arusha Accord itself is now part and parcel of the Constitution. There's no standalone document called Arusha Agreement. Now, vis-à-vis the situation in the country, what we want to make sure is that we have the Constitution implemented fully. That is, the Arusha Agreement implemented fully. And one of the ways of doing so is let the people look at the Arusha Agreement, look at the Constitution, look at the situation on the ground, look at the institutions, and see whether the institutions that we have today reflect exactly what has been said in the Constitution or in the Arusha Agreement. That's number one. Vis-à-vis the human rights situation, I think it is also clear that we should not forget that the government of Burundi has set up a national commission in charge of human rights. That commission is one of the best commissions or best type of commissions you can have in the world. It's Type A commission, and it is doing a wonderful job. Moreover, the African Union has deployed a mission of human rights observers who are on the ground and are working with the national authorities to assess the human rights situation on the ground. Now, vis-à-vis the security, again, it is a priority for the government, and we continue to work with our partners in the region and beyond to make sure that the situation in the country, I mean, the situation vis-à-vis security is completely under control, which it is as we speak. Because it will be an anomaly, it will be a contradiction that we as a country, we contribute to peace and security in the world and fail to do it in the country.